Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Northwood Basketball Weekly, presented by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined now by Autumn Hagedon. Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Normally, we are at Fricks, but Fricks has got a little issues going on over there with their water, so we are pre-recording this show tonight. We'll be back there next Monday night for our regular 7 o'clock slot for the show. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have Maddie Volker from the women's basketball staff and Lonnie Griffin as well coming up, talking about their seasons. Coach, it's been a while since we've been on the air, but we'll really just focus on the last couple weeks. Really, basically, since you've gotten back from Christmas, 3-0, three really impressive wins. Sometimes the break can be good for teams. Sometimes it can be bad. I think the break was really good for you guys.
Yeah, it was. And unfortunately, we had that tough loss to Northern right before the break. So it was one we had to sit with for a little bit. And we didn't necessarily love how that felt. So the girls were locked in, ready to go from the first day back from break. I give them all the credit. They were definitely out for some revenge after that game. So I think it's definitely rolled over with how we've been practicing into games.
Yeah, started the first game back was right before New Year's against Wayne State, 84-67. Wayne State's a very good team. They were 8-2 going in that game. Really good performance. Tiffin, 86-41. Finley, 87-76. And, I mean, I think the thing that you – big picture, little picture, all that stuff, you look at, you see 84, 86, 87 points. The offense is really – after having a game where it struggled so much against Northern, haven't come back and play so well lately, it's got to be really – encouraging for you.
For sure. And fortunately, these three games have been home. So well, hopefully that's not the reason. But it's been just across the board, having balanced scoring, having multiple people score in different ways has helped us tremendously with our offense.
Yeah, we were just talking before I went on the air that even with averaging around 85 points per game, nobody's averaging more than 15 points per game in the group because you've got seven or eight players averaging over eight. So it's what can make you guys so tough to guard.
Oh, for sure. And it's just the inside-outside presence. It's not us doing the same thing over and over either. Like, you got Jayla that can score inside. You got Ava coming off the bench that can shoot the three and go inside. And then when Kenzie's shots are falling and she's being aggressive and actually using her dribble to get to the paint, cut to the rim, all that stuff. Allie in transition. Maisie's looking to score. I mean, we had, I think, four people in double figures our last game with her with eight the last few games. And with the way she distributes the ball, her finding ways to score helps us a ton.
Yeah. Look, specifically the Finley game, you know, it was a great, really rough start, 10-1, and then they made some moves, and then by the end, you put on a little run to start, end of the first half, went up by 7 at halftime, I believe. But then early third quarter, obviously you must have talked about getting in inside to Jayla.
Yes.
Because the first five possessions, you go into Jayla, you score 11 points on those five possessions, five baskets, and an and-one for Jayla. And that really was the key stretch of the game.
It was. And then after that, they tried to go zone because she had all those points in a row in the paint. And then we hit 2-3. So it was just kind of like, you know, pick your poison type thing for us offensively. And, you know, early we did get easy paint touches. We missed a couple bunnies around the rim. And I think those just started to fall in the second half as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because I believe at one point you guys were 1-for-7 from the floor and none of them were bad shots.
No.
And then eventually your coaching adjustments were to make shots, instead of miss them.
Didn't change much. We just scored.
But, like you said, I think the thing about that your starting lineup, with that starting lineup in particular, is Jayla is arguably the best back-to-the-basket player in the GMAC right there. She's definitely top two or three for sure. But with that lineup, when she catches the ball back to the basket, you've got four people that can all make threes. Mm-hmm. And Finley decided to try to let her beat you one-on-one, and then she did.
Yeah.
But if you don't, those threes are open, and you were making shots that game, too.
Yeah, we worked a ton this week on doubling just because Finley had doubled their last three opponents in the post because they had tough post play. But they didn't throw the double at us, and I think it had a direct relation to our shooters on the floor, and Jayla definitely made them pay.
Yeah, Jayla was 8. The team was 8-for-18 from the floor, from three-point range that game, 53% overall. And we've seen that from Jayla this year a few times now where she has – whether it has been at various points in the game where she has just taken over games for like 5-minute stretches. I remember Saginaw Valley in particular. Mm-hmm. But that, I told Jayla after the game, it was about as good a 5-minute stretch as any player has ever had in Northwood history. And again, just shows how incredible her comeback is and how well she's played this year for you guys.
Oh, for sure. And when she's patient down there and she does a good job of being patient, catching and chinning and sitting and going to the rim to score, she's really, really, really hard to guard.
Yes, we're doing this interview during men's basketball practice. You're wondering why the horn's going off, but that's okay. It adds to the atmosphere of the interview. Another person Mackenzie Todd. Mackenzie Todd's been such a perimeter-oriented player that unfortunately good days and bad days are going to come with that when you're based on shooting maybe shots that aren't great percentages at all times. But for you guys to be where you want to be, she needs to be making shots for you guys. And I thought Saturday she made her first three, mm-hmm. then she missed her next four, mm-hmm. but then made her last three to finish with like 20 points, 3 for 5 from three. And we all know how good of a scorer Mackenzie is, and to see her kind of break out, it's really good to see.
Yeah, she at one point came over to me and I said, "Hi, Kenzie Todd, it's nice to see you." she said, "It's good to be back." So, you know, I mean, everyone in every sport and every anything in the world, like, you're going to have points that are, I mean, you could quote unquote say slumps, but times of where, you know, it's just not going your way. And to see her persevere and step up in a game where we really needed her was huge.
And I think the thing that's really nice for your team this year is, in the past, if you had Kenzie had a five-game stretch, like mm-hmm. maybe where she didn't do well, I don't think you guys could have survived it. Good. Now you can survive and still win games.
Yeah, the presence of Allie Kaiser as well, like just having that, you know, scoring presence that can score multiple ways, and she's really good for us defensively. So just having that combo, another guard that can help us when other teammates aren't, you know, scoring like they're capable of, it's just nice to have those two punches with her and J-Lo back.
Yeah, Allie, I mean, we've talked about this a lot on the show this year, but, you know, it was not that long before the season where none of us knew what we were going to get from Allie or Jay, considering their ACL surgeries from the year before, and they've been as good as they've ever been, which is, I mean, I just didn't know if we were going to have that. And to have that, what an incredible difference. Again, I don't know how many times I said what a difference it makes for your team, but those two where they are makes a huge difference.
Talk about them a lot, and they've been great. Like, they've done everything and beyond. Allie's ability to make decisions quickly in the half court and in transition is so good. Like, she catches a shoot, and there's no pause. You know, if she's open, she's shooting, and if not, she's making you pay by putting on the floor and getting a paint touch. So she's as aggressive offensively as you can get, which is a good thing and what we needed. And then her ability to defend other teams' best players every day is, too, also something that we needed to add to our defensive side of the floor.
And defense has been a huge improvement, mm-hmm. too, like we mentioned our last couple shows, too. I mean, it's just that's part of the thing of last year is, like, you can say what you want about losing Allie and Jayla, but ultimately they were your two best defensive players, mm-hmm. and it really hurt your defense last year. And the statistical differences, I know you guys have made adjustments and are doing things slightly differently, but you have
not
better,
much.
But like really, if you have better players, you do better at stuff.
For sure. And I think, too, they've bought into it because we did change a lot last year in our defense just with ball screen coverages and how we're going to help and how we're going to exit on the backside and all that stuff. So there's a lot of things that we have changed over the last 2 years. So this being finally the year where they're bought in and, you know, really embracing it and starting to apply it has been really awesome to see.
We're talking Otto Hagedon here on Northwood Basketball Weekly presented by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. So 8-4 overall, 4-1 in the GMAC, basically a half a game out of first place right now. I mean, I know at times this year, but I think I've said this to somebody else recently. I feel like you guys have rode the wave. Your good's been really good. Your bad's been, but that seems to be a theme throughout mm-hmm. the year. I mean, Ursuline and Trevecca and Kentucky Wesleyan, your two opponents this week, their good games have been really good, but they also had some really bad results. So, I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the sport. It feels like maybe it's the reliance on perimeter shooting so much. I don't know, but it just seems like it's a all or nothing at times in the sport.
Yeah, Kentucky Wesleyan, they average 9.2, I think, threes per game. So they do rely on the three-point shot like us. I mean, we are, I think, at 8-something. So it's going to definitely be a defend the three-point line. They play fast in transition. You thought Finley got it out quick. It's like 5 times faster. So they full-court press. So it's going to be an interesting game, especially on their home court. They play really well at home. So it's definitely going to be a battle.
And I thought you did tell me before the game that Finley really got out and pushed the ball, mm-hmm. but I thought you guys did a really good job against it overall.
Yeah, there were times where I think we could have done a better job. They got a little bit too easy of paint touches and transition, but they get it out and go. It was a fast-paced game, up and down, and we're going to see a similar thing on Thursday.
Trevecca and Kentucky were two NCAA tournament teams last year. They were 3 in the GMAC, and you're facing both of them, 2 of the 3 of them this week on the road. But again, there are another couple. I think the both of those, I would, now just my opinion from the outside, I think we're significantly better, and I don't know if those two teams are quite as good as they were last year. They're both very good teams. You're going to have to play well. But I think after the confidence you guys have built, you got to feel like really good going into this trip.
Yeah, especially with the last three games. Like, just if we can build off and feed and let it roll over, I think it'll be good. It's just going on the road and having to prove that we can play on the road.
Yeah, because your best performances have been at home this year, but obviously. And this year, you guys are flying on this trip. First, last year you took the bus. This year you're taking the – it is it's a long trip to Tribeca. Tribeca's – I mean, I don't want to point fingers at ourselves, but Tribeca is actually leaving the GMAC after this year, and I think we might be part of – our school might be part of the reason, because how long did that bus ride take last year? Do you remember?
Both all the stops and everything is around 11 hours, it's a doozy. So flying and taking vans and, you know, us driving to Kentucky is just going to be better.
Yeah, that's that cuts a lot. Like, an hour flight or 11 hours on the bus basically is the thing you're dealing with.
Hopefully we'll get some more out of practices down there too.
Right, that's true too. Instead of just trying to get your legs back from the travel and stuff. Our next guest is Maddie Volker, and Maddie had a maze from your hometown, home high school and stuff. Yep. And we always knew how good of a player Maddie was, but I think she's taken a huge step forward this year, and she's a really, really big part of your team.
She is, and I think the biggest word for me with Maddie this year is consistent. That was something we couldn't really say last year. I think her highs were really high, but there were a lot of lows, where I think this season she's done a phenomenal job of just being that consistent voice, that consistent scoring opportunity, that consistent, you know, just locked in, ready to go every game. So for her, the consistency that she's brought, I'm super proud of.
Yeah, and her overall shooting percentages have really gone up this year, and I think even around the rim, because she's an undersized four, but she's been really good finishing around the rim this year.
She has, and it definitely was a focal point for us in the off season talking with Maddie, just, you know, kind of fixing her angling on her finishing around the rim, because last year she did struggle field goal percentage, and it's gone up drastically. And then just her ability to be able to make threes. I mean, if she gets the ball, it gets off quick, and it's been going in, so it's really nice.
Yeah, her release is lightning fast when she gets on the wing. But specifically the numbers, 37% last year from the floor, 47% this year, 31% from three, 44% this year. And it really shows, because it's not that she's taking that many more or less shots. No. She's just consistently making more and more shots.
I would agree. And she definitely put the work in. She's a gym rat. She's in here all the time, morning
and
night.
She did work her butt off. You could tell she worked her butt off.
Yeah, she's in really good shape. She's ready to go. She's locked in.
Yeah, and her brother, too, was your assistant coach. And my favorite thing about them is that they're very similar in a lot of ways, but they're very different in a lot of ways,
Very different.
I think the other day I said, like, I would describe Jake, you could easily describe as a goofball sometimes. Yep. I would not describe Maddie as a goofball.
She has her moments.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, in general.
Life, totally agree.
Yes.
Totally agree.
Academic-wise, Maddie's still firing that 4.0. Not bad. And she graduated in 3 years.
She did. She's in her graduate school right now, is a fourth year. So.
Yeah, not bad. Well, Coach, great job. Over really teams built going in the right direction. Looking forward to a couple games this week on the road, and we'll see you next week from Fricks.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Met. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Met. Something a little different here. Excited to bring these two together. I think this might be the first time you guys have met, maybe?
One of them, yeah.
One of them. We have Maddie Volker, junior forward, standout in the classroom and on the court. Maddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And second year assistant, standout on the court, kind of in life too-ish.
Yes.
Jake Volker.
How are we doing, guys?
The siblings. Jake is the assistant coach for Autumn, and Maddie, obviously, in her fourth year with the program, actually. Maddie, let's start with you. You've had a really, really good season. You're playing better than you ever have before. What do you think the big things that's let you get your game to another level this year?
You know, I mean, yeah, this is my fourth year. Technically, you called me a junior. That was a little – I'm always confused on what to call myself.
Red shirt, junior on the floor, senior in the classroom.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so I've been here, 4 years. So everyone – I'm just used to everyone, and I think a lot of us are comfortable together. So it's like it hasn't been like years past where it's like, you know – should I shoot it here? Should I, you know, we're just a lot more comfortable. And I think that's brought confidence to a lot of people, not just me on the floor. But I definitely see it with myself, and I see it in my play. And, yeah, I'm playing really well. So,
Coach Volker, what do you think the biggest reason Maddie's playing her best basketball is right now?
Consistency. I mean, just more consistent on and off the floor. I mean, I think she's taken a big leadership role off the court. So I think that's helped on the court. And I think she's more comfortable with the teammates. I think just like knowing her role and knowing she can shoot the ball, she can drive the ball, and just be more consistent with that. So,
and I think for both of you, like what we saw Saturday against Finley was, you've got Jayla Strickland going to town down low, but what makes you guys tough is you've got four shooters on the perimeter. So yes, you want to go one-on-one with Jayla, good luck. She's going to score five times in a row. If you don't, Maddie, Kenzie, Allie,
well, that's why like
everybody's out there shooting.
Well, leading up that game, I mean, they've been doubling on the three games before that. They were doubling the post. So then we kind of prepped for that. And then it actually turned out they didn't want to leave our shooters. So that's why Jayla had her game. So
I mean, we have a lot of weapons, so that makes it fun to watch, but also really fun to play. Because, like you said, you know, you want to double, then we have this option.
Yeah.
You don't, then yeah, Jayla's going to score on you.
Maddie, when you came here, we were all very excited. I believe Coach Curtis still owes Autumn a car. If you remember that story,
I believe
it's going to be a Matchbox car, almost certainly, because it's Jeff Curtis.
I'll take it.
But so you were here for a couple years, and then all of a sudden, your brother is now going to come help out.
Yeah, just tagged along.
Just decided to follow you everywhere. Were you excited? Talk about your feelings when you found out Jake was coming here.
Yeah, I was super excited. You know, he also coached me at Goodrich because he was the assistant to the varsity. So I'm not unfamiliar, and he coached me in travel. I'm not unfamiliar with him coaching me. But, you know, the coaches at that point, like Curtis was also like talking to me about it. Curtis and Autumn both talked about it and asked me like if I'd be comfortable. And I said, yeah, for sure. Because I know as a coach, he knows basketball. His basketball IQ is really, really high. And I knew it would benefit, like, the program, but they were asking me, like, personally. And I was like, absolutely. I mean, he's one of my best friends, but also I think he's meshed really well with the girls, too. So
I remember asking you that and how you guys, and you both have told me that you guys have two other siblings, correct?
Yes.
But you guys have always been the closest. Like, you're each other's favorite. Is that a fair assessment? Not to say anything against either your siblings.
Well,
you can't
I don't
say that.
Know.
Okay.
It depends on the day.
Well, Jake, you can start. What are your thoughts on
My
that?
My head is not nodding yes. So.
Okay.
We just get along the most. I think I'm, out of us four kids, I think they get along with me the most.
He likes to say he's everyone's
sisters.
Favorite.
I
but
am everyone's
it really
favorite.
Depends on the day.
They've all said
Somewhere.
That I'm
okay,
favorite.
Okay, now, Maddie, I'm going to look at you. This is for you. I bet he might be everyone's favorite, but he also might be the most annoying. Is that is that a good assessment?
He can make us angry or annoyed very
Listen,
quick.
I have a great brother I love to death. He's hilarious. I love hanging out with him. He's annoying as heck, too.
He knows
sometimes,
our buttons to push, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I can, and Jake's got a little bit of this, too. Annoying people is one of his favorite things to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's what he gets when he gets under your skin, and you're trying not to get under your skin, and he does anyway. And he's got that's the worst. Not that I'm speaking from experience or anything.
It's just
Hi Zach, if you're
I
out there listening,
well.
Yeah.
I just do really well. I just know what buttons to push, and then I just kind of keep on pushing them. So,
Jake, you have so when you got a chance to you've coached Maddie over the years.
Yeah.
Talk about coaching your sister, because I think what you guys both really do well. Your siblings, you love each other, great family, everything. But when it's on the court, this is not Maddie, my sister. This is Maddie, the player I'm coaching right
now. Well, I think it's really easy for the both of us. I mean, we just want to win. And, I mean, we're going to both do what's best for the team to win. And we both seem like, hey, it might be you making shots tonight. It might be her being a good leader on the bench. It might be her making the right reads. It might not be always the like top scorer, top rebounder. It's just doing the little things. And I think that's what's so easy coaching her. We just both want to win. So that's number one goal, and that's kind of where we keep it at. So,
and I okay, you can, and Maddie, I'll ask you too. It's different, obviously, but the brother sister thing. But does he treat? I don't think he treats you much differently than he does the other players.
No, he definitely does it. And you know, last year was kind of hard to, make that transition because I only saw him as my brother, and I think this year has definitely improved. Like our relationship here, like. When we come to the like court is different, and you know we can distinguish like he's my brother off the court, but he's my coach on the court. So I think like personally, like I made that a goal to better distinguish that this year, and I think it's really helped our relationship like inside of Rima. You know,
that's great. We're talking with the Volkers, Maddie and Jake, here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. And I'm guessing I don't want to make this all about the sibling thing, but I'm very interested by it. Yeah, exactly. And I'm normally when you get in a family situation, being coached by any member of the family, I think the tendency for the coach is to be tougher on the sibling because just your closer relationship, and maybe they don't take it so personally. But Do you feel like do you find yourself wanting to be tougher on Maddie?
Yeah, I'd say early on. So like when I was coaching her in like high school and maybe in my first year last year, I was kind of more tougher on her. But like now, I mean, the things I'm going to say, she already kind of knows. So it's more like a one-on-one conversation when she comes off the floor, like something like that. I mean, that's one of the blessings we have this year. We're a very veteran team. So it's basically just like fine-tuning those small little things. It's not really anything drastic that we need to say in front of the team or like show people. It's just kind of like, hey, you kind of already know this, and I'm just going to like remind you, show film, like, hey, this has got to get better. And it's not like something that can get better, so that helps as well. It's something that she has done well and something she needs to like focus on this year or like this game or like this practice to get better on.
And Maddie, I think what's so exciting about this group this year is you guys are all veterans. You guys really get along well. Obviously, the camaraderie, women's basketball camaraderie, has always been one of the best things about the program, and it continues to this day. But where you guys started the year, a little up and down, but it really feels like you're trending, and I feel like that this team is destined for some really big things this year.
No, for sure. You know, just the wins that we're coming off of, we're on like a 3-game win streak, and I think that's just that's the momentum that we need, especially going and making this big trip down south, you know, because these two games are really important. You know, we had a lot of regional games that we won, so like Wayne State and stuff, but now we've been really looking forward to the GMAC games, and this is a trip that we've been really looking forward to because it really matters.
I'm calling it a business trip.
Business trip,
he
exactly.
He has said that so much.
Does it annoy you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Stop saying it.
No, he won't.
Business trip.
It's a business trip. Two things can be true, right, Jake? How about that? I did. That was just for you, buddy.
Thank you.
And from a coaching side, Jake, I mean, we all knew this team's offense could be explosive. Mm. We scored in the mid-80s the last three games on this winning streak. Mm. Things are good. But as a coach, defense wins championships. Mm. It's offered all a lot. But to see where the defense was, like, say, a year ago at this time when – the dreaded zone word was being thrown around because it was our way. And where we are now defensively, you got to be really proud of how the team's improved defensively.
Yeah, really happy. I mean, one of the biggest keys that we've had this entire year was just ball pressure. And, I mean, I think having someone like Jayla Strickland behind us helps us just because we can pressure it. And if a girl do happens to get by us, we have that help there. I mean, Jayla's presence down low, something that we didn't have last year. So I think that helps with our ball pressure and that helps with our defense getting, like, deflections, getting rebounds and stuff. So very happy with it and just very more intensive on it. Like, I think our girls want to play defense. They did last year too, but they're just kind of taking more pride in it.
And like I talked to Autumn earlier too, this is the defense is better, the technique's better, everybody's doing the right thing. Allie and JL are two great defensive players, and that really helps you.
Absolutely.
When you — I'm not a coach, but when you have better players, you generally do better.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the kind of insight that I provide on this show. Hard-hitting insight.
It just makes sense.
Maddie, Wesleyan and Trevecca, both very good teams. Mm-hmm. Last year, both made NCAA tournament. But, again, we're in a different spot now. How do you guys go down and get some wins this week? What are the keys?
You know, I think, like Jake said, just taking pride on the defensive floor, you know, locking them up in transition. They want to leak out and run. So, you know, picking up early, taking pride in that, and then just doing what we do well, you know, trusting our shots. We shoot really well, but also we have an inside presence that, like we talked about, Jayla, not only on the defense but also on the offensive end, we didn't have that presence last year. So, you know, see what she can do, go from there, you know, just do what works, because I think, like, we're on a 3-game win streak and things are rolling, so just keep going.
Yeah, and, I mean, Maddie's an inside presence. Ava's an inside presence. Yep. It's not just Jayla down there,
too. No, absolutely.
Too. Yep.
So but that's different from last year.
Yes, when you're going inside, you're also maybe facing someone that would be guarding you that could be guarding Jayla now, vice versa, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Maddie, you are now in grad school, and when you got one more year after this, too, to play. You obviously have some time, but what do you plan to do with your life after you're done with basketball?
Well, that's a loaded question. So, like, this year,
It's early.
This year I'm getting my MBA. Next year I'm going to get another master's. So my undergrad was in healthcare management. I really like that. I've had internships with like a healthcare organization, specifically in the quality and informatics departments. So I like numbers, and I really like I said, the healthcare industry. So I'd like to find something along that track, but I wouldn't be opposed to something non-healthcare, but I really am not exactly
It's a couple years away.
Yeah, I got some
Any
time.
Prospective employers, Aunt Maddie is as good a student you're going to find. Not that I'm speaking for – I'm your representative now. I'm your agent looking for jobs with that. But, yeah, so you got lots of time. Who cares?
Yeah.
Does the coaching word, like, even, like, on the side run your mind at all?
Yeah, it really does. And I've always thought about that, like, in the back of my mind.
Is it because you're watching your brother and going, I can do better than that?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything's competition.
That's exactly what I want.
No, yes. I'm better on the court than him, but I've always – he's got a very good coaching mind.
I'm a better shooter.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Stats show different.
I'll say those numbers this year are pretty good from the outside, dude.
Thank you.
I don't have stats this year, so.
Nope. Yeah. Team X on my side.
I saw, yeah. It's well,
see, he might beat me first game, but his endurance not there. So I got him from then on.
I'm not going to laugh at that. I'm not going to smile at that. I'm just going to quietly agree with you, man. I can see where you're coming from there.
Smart.
And Jake, obviously the second year, wrap up with you two. You coaching here with Autumn. Mm-hmm. This is the Goodrich reunion, basically, this tour here. You must be really – I mean, for this point in your career to be here where you are at this with this position is really exciting for you.
Yeah, I mean, very blessed. The biggest thing is I'm still learning on and off the court. So if I'm at a spot where I'm still learning in my career, then that's where I kind of want to be. And, you know, I mean, like, Autumn's great on and off the court. She's taught me a lot with, like, just with, like, culture stuff and even time management stuff on the court. So if I'm still learning, then I'm very happy, which I am.
Well, I knew this was going to be fun. It was. You guys did a great job. Just enough, like, respect and love for each other, but also giving each other crap. That's exactly what I wanted. You guys executed. You executed that play perfectly. Yep. We ran that play out of the sideline of bounds. We got a layup.
We knew Scout.
Big, big business trip this week.
Volkers, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Take a break. Come back. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Met. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly. It's presented by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Met. Our next guest is the men's basketball coach, Lonnie Griffin. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, always good to be here, T-Mac.
You guys, I think we should go back a few weeks here to the – because last time we had a show, you were just going into playing the Northern Michigan trip. And Northern Michigan – is one of the best teams in the GLIAC. Mm-hmm. I think they're in first place in the GLIAC. Mm-hmm. I voted them third in the region, I think, in my regional poll this week. Mm-hmm. And with 5 minutes to go, like 3 minutes to go on the game, whatever it was 64-62. You guys were even tied 62-62. And then they finished the game with an 18-2 run. They're on their home court, la, la, la. But overall, that game was it was 36 minutes of the 40 minutes you need to play at this level.
Yes, and that's what we're still trying to get to is that 40 minutes. And, you know, we got to it, once with Davenport. But I was very happy with our guys' effort. And I think the biggest thing is when, you know, you're struggling with a season, you want to make sure guys are competing, and we compete for the most part. So, I was happy with our effort. Our execution down the stretch kind of wavered, and that hurt. And then it just comes to, and I hate to say it, that it comes to a situation where they've got fifth year and 4 year.
That's going to be my next point. But
they got a lot of guys that kind of in those situations understand the situation, right? We're younger and trying to find ourselves, and we just flinched, and that was what happened.
Well, even like down to you mentioned the talking about executing down the stretch, but they've got the players that have been there and done this, and frankly – that was like one of your first close games because you've had wins, but you've also had like your wins before that have been convincing and not a lot of close games in there. So like all of a sudden it's a real close game and one team's got 5 years and one game team. Anyway, but it was definitely a step in the right direction that game. And then Eastern Michigan,
I think a lot of things, not to cut you off,
you're good.
I think a lot of things about that game too was we had our looks, but we just couldn't convert. And they converted some of those looks that they had, and that was the difference.
Yep, and it's amazing. Basketball's a sport. You see a 16-point margin, like, oh, wow. And then you look at the box score for 1 millisecond. Oh, my gosh. That was a hard-fought game.
Yes.
And then you played your alma mater exhibition game, 64. Like, this is a game on paper that there's no reason you should have been able to compete.
No.
Because you had from the 20th to the 26th off with no team activities. Mm-hmm. It's an exhibition for you. It's a regular season for them. Yet 67-64 is the final, and you had – every opportunity to have a chance to go win that game.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, and it's, I mean, the big stat on that is 22 offensive rebounds, right? And so you go back to that stat alone, and that's the difference there. So, but you're right, we had every chance to win that. And once again, though, our guys stayed And that was growth from even Northern. Our guys stayed in it for 40 minutes and had a look there. I mean, we, Jordan Jackson hits a three late that, you know, I think put us up, if I remember, put us up and by one, I believe. And then, you know, comes back down and we turn it over the next possession. We get a stop, we turn over the next possession. So, you know, we were right there, had a chance. It just, you know, I was very happy with how our guys competed. And then I think you know, mentioned, you know, this to one or somebody else that, you know, we just need to put those 40 minutes together. And, yep. And we're still trying to learn ourselves. And that's the case. So.
Yep. And then return to conference play. And I think personally, maybe the story of the year in the GLIAC is Tiffin, because I think Tiffin, to where they were 5-6 years ago, to where they are now, that's a really, really good basketball team that's going to make some noise this year for the rest of the season. And again, kind of late in the first half, it kind of went from, like, we're right there to and we talk about, like, finishing games, but there's also, like, these two-minute stretches that really cost you guys. And there was, like, the late in the first half took what was a close game – took it to a big margin, and then you guys were just never ever quite get over the hump after that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know, that Rocky where it's like, you know, you're taking these body blows and you're taking these hits, and if it's early and you take that hit and you get the cut over the eye, now you're, you know, now you're bleeding a little bit. Now the guy is just working on that cut, cut, and then that cut gets bigger and bigger as it goes on, and now you can't see, right? Yeah. And so, you know, that's they hit us, and, you know, we got cut, and, you know, we couldn't get out of that round to get to Mick to make sure we got it cleaned. So, you know, man, that's one that, you know, you don't like to think about because it just – everything it seemed like that could go wrong went wrong. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, the goofy part is I think we've played better on the road than we have at home this year. So,
you know, there's a lot of truth in that, for sure. Like, I mean, even the games we talked about, both Eastern and Northern were on the road.
Yeah.
And you guys had a real chance to win both those. Yep. And then we go to Findlay on Saturday. Findlay is – not the team they normally are, but they're still Findlay. It's still Croy Gymnasium. It's still, like I've said to people before
they beat Cedarville, who's going to be a top team in our league. Yep. They beat them by 30. So
yeah, they've had an interesting – I was talking to Autumn about this, and I think everybody – I think it's kind of like maybe it's – I can't quite put my finger on it because the perimeter shooting revolution has kind of been going on for longer than this. And maybe you can – maybe I'll ask you your thoughts on this. Every team's highs are really high. Even for the good teams, the highs are really high, but the lows are really – the difference between good days and bad days is way bigger than I feel like it used to be.
Because you're taking a lot more long threes.
Yep,
and so now you miss – you're taking more threes, you miss more threes, you have more long rebounds, you have – you know, they come down, you miss a three, they make a three, the swings are bigger and quicker and larger. And so I do think the 3-point shot has affected the game both, you know, both positively and negatively in that way. And it's a situation where, you know, I said this to somebody earlier today, it feels like, you know, right now people shoot better at home than we do.
So
you know, and I think that if you look back at Trevecca, you look back at you know, those games where we just the bottom dropped out, it was they shot the ball really, really well from the three, and those three, just like hitting a three can be a big positive for you as a team. If teams, you know, they're on that run and they're hitting those threes after you, and there was a couple possessions where we played really, really good defense and they hit a three. So, you know, you feel like, okay, if we get this stop and we go down here and we score, now you can make a little bit of a run. Bang, they hit that three. And it just, you know, that's both teams that in that situation hit those threes that, you know, just kind of hurt us.
Yeah. But Findlay on Saturday, 85-79 final. And I think, again, we've talked about this a lot this year, but, like, it was another game where, okay, it feels like it's slipping away, but your guys kept fighting, and down the stretch, it's like, okay, I don't remember when we were down like 12 or something, with like four minutes to go or something, and a lot of times that game's just going to, like, all right, we'll lose by 12 and it's fine. But You guys gave yourself a chance again down the stretch.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was we were able to turn them over. They missed some free throws late, and we were able to convert on some opportunities. And so, it, you know, we – but once again, it's learning to win. And, yep. you know, you talk about – that's an interesting team, too, because they have a lot of experience on that team. And so with two guys who are – they might be six-year guys. With runs and – Edmonds, but you know, it was a situation where our guys stayed in it, and you know, we had some looks, and you know, if we could have, you know, hit some of those looks we had over the course of the game, had a couple turnovers that you know you'd like to have back. But the thing I take out of that game is you come off a game on Thursday that, like I said, it was a clunker. Practice isn't great on Friday, and guys were able to kind of flip the switch and compete like that on Saturday. That shows a lot of hope for who we can be.
And when we just had Colin, we're going to have Colin Albert on in a little bit here, and I feel like for someone like him, Colin has been really, really good player for you guys, really brought a lot to the table, and he had 31 points in that game. And it's tough to have an individual game that good and take it in a loss, but in terms of the people you brought into the program this year, Collins had a tremendous impact on your team.
He has. He's been great. And, you know, the great thing about Colin is he gets everything he deserves because he's the hardest worker. He's in the gym. He's putting in those hours that, you know, those workouts, everything that you want a guy to do to be successful, he's doing that. Have there been some growing pains learning how to play at this level? Of course. But you know he's going to be okay because, one, he puts in the work, and, two, he's coachable. You can have good conversations with him. He can think about what you're saying, and he can carry it forward. So I've been very, very happy with his development and his growth over the course of the time he's been here, and excited to see what he's going to do in the future.
And he's in a tough spot, too, because not only is he – your primary ball handler overall, like depending on lineups, if Noah's starting or whatever, but he's going to be your primary ball handler. But he's also your best scorer. So finding the balance of being a facilitator versus a scorer as a point guard can always be tricky, especially when you're dealing with a new group of guys.
Yeah, and I think he's navigating that as we speak. I think early he was really, you know, getting guys involved, and I think there was a stretch there where he kind of felt like, hey, I got to be that guy. And now I think, and I thought I saw it in the particularly in the Finley game, where it was back more to, okay, you know, if I get off the ball here, I'm going to get it back, or, you know, I got to pick my spots here and there, but I got to get other people involved. And I thought he did a good job of that, and understanding that he is the focal point. So we got to get off the ball and then get it back.
This week, the big trip, the long trip of the year, Kentucky and Trevecca, but flying it, I talked about Autumn about this, and flying is going to make a difference for you guys, because that is a long bus trip.
It is, and I actually was just talking about Autumn earlier today, and you know, the only thing that I wish we could have figured out was getting us back on Saturday night.
We
got to come back on Sunday morning, but other than that, I'm 100% with that. It's quicker for us to get down there, and yes, we have to drive to Wesleyan when we get there, but you know, it allows our guys and our girls, to young women I should say, allows them to not just be in a bus for 12 hours. That was just rough. It was rough. You're stopping, and there's, you know, there's just a lot of things that go with that. So I'm excited to be doing this, and excited that this is the last one that we're going to do. Because it's nice to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and everybody's like, oh, you're going to Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, but it's a business trip, so it's not like you're doing anything, you know, extravagant.
When Maddie and Jake were on, Maddie was annoyed with Jake because Jake said business trip 50 times a day, so according to her. So like, I agree with that. What can you tell us about Wesleyan? Obviously, we played Trevecca earlier this year. I said Tiffin and Trevecca are the two stories of the league this year.
But
what can you tell us about those two teams?
Well, you know, we obviously saw Trevecca before. They have the ability to really shoot it. Their guards, I think, are their strengths, but they got some front court guys, their freshman, who is, you know, going to be a really good player in this league. So coach has done a great job of bringing in talent there, and they're playing well together. So we've got to, you know, make sure that we don't allow them to have some of those early looks early and play at a level that they're playing at right now from an energy standpoint. And I think we got a good chance to compete with them. Wesleyan got a few returners, but got a lot of new guys. They're going to be bigger, and they're going to play through the post. So it's going to be kind of the tale of two tapes, you know, tale of the
two teams.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, tale of two teams, where you know one is probably more 3-point oriented, and the other one is more in the post oriented. So they're going to be bigger and stronger in the post for Wesleyan. So that's going to be a challenge for our front court guys.
Well, Thursday at 8:30, Saturday at 2:00. Those are Eastern time games. 7:30 to 1:00 on their time. But Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck, safe travels, and go get a couple wins this week.
Thank you, T-Mac. Always a good pleasure.
We'll take a break. Come back. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Michigan Health. I got to figure that out. I just messed that up. I'm used to – usually we have the men's player and the women's player come out at the same time. But when I found out Maddie was going on, like I have the brother-sister thing on tonight.
Yeah.
So, okay, I got it now. So, take two. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'd like to thank our sponsors, My Michigan Health. My Michigan Health is a health organization sponsored with the University of Michigan. They've been a great sponsor of our athletic training room and our athletic department in general, and the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant, championship-style course that we host our golf events at. They're a great place. Thanks to both of them, both of those great places. Our final guest tonight, sophomore transfer, Cleveland, Ohio native, Colin Albert. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're coming off a really good game, 31 points, career high. I mean, I guess the thing I like to ask players in your situation like this is, it's great that you had an individual great game, but I know you'd rather have had the win. Yeah. Talk about how you feel after a game where you play well, but the team doesn't win.
I mean, it's just like kind of like a bit of a bittersweet feeling because, I mean, of course, like you said, definitely have to acknowledge like my own personal success, but, I mean, it's always going to feel better, you know, getting a win over, like you said, having a good game, coming out with an L.
Yeah, 31 points in that game, 10 for 19 from the floor, 6 for 10 from three, and I'm sure going back to Ohio means a little more when you go back down there to play a team like Finley or something like that. But talk about, like, I guess we'll go back to you're in Cleveland, and what kind of options did you have when you were coming out to go play ball in college?
So, yeah, like you said, I went to high school in Cleveland, a school called Lutheran East. You know, shout out to Lou. But, yeah, so coming out of high school, I just had two Division II offers, which actually were from Northwood and Notre Dame College, okay, which is back in Cleveland,
yep,
Ohio.
Yep.
So, I mean, like you said, kind of, you know, I know a lot of the schools we play are actually, you know, in Ohio. So I wouldn't say, like, it means a lot, but it's definitely, like, you know, just me coming in with a chip on my shoulder, like knowing that some of these are some of the schools that like kind of passed up on me or like overlooked me because I was right there in the same state.
I'm sure part of it too is nice is that you get to go visit and your family's all there and stuff and you're still close enough.
I mean,
but you also get away a little bit where you got your own space away from.
Yeah, so it's like honestly on that, that's gonna take you like back in my story. So me and my family are actually like originally from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, okay.
So, like, all of my family is pretty much here in Detroit, Michigan. So,
even better.
So, yeah, so when I was living in Cleveland, it was, you know, just me and, like, you know, the people in my household, stuff like that. And we actually moved back to the Detroit area about a year ago.
Oh,
so,
even
I mean,
better.
My parents, they make the trips, you know, to pretty much all the games for real that are, you know, within, like, good 2-3 hours driving distance. So, I mean, it's still cool, you know, seeing my family at the games.
Okay, so do you consider yourself a Detroiter or from Cleveland? Which one do you, a little bit of both?
A little bit of both for sure. My family gets mad at me all the time because I kind of claim Cleveland more just because that's where I live for the majority of my life. So, I mean, I always say I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, though.
That's fair. Yeah. So you're cheering for the Browns more than the Lions this weekend?
No.
Okay, you got another team.
When it comes to the sports, though, I'm definitely messing with Detroit sports over Cleveland sports, though, for sure.
I fully respect that, you know. So we're talking with Colin Albert here on Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Right now, you're fourth in the league in scoring, 17.4 points per game. And, you know, I always like to ask point guards because you're obviously the primary ball handler for the team and so forth. Mm. I mean, unless Noah's on the floor and obviously. But, like, if most of the year you've been the starting point guard. Mm. The balance between being a facilitator and a scorer, when do you feel like you've got the right balance for between looking for your own shot and setting up your own teammates?
Honestly, like I was had a conversation with Coach Griffin before practice, and we both agree like this last game I feel like was one of my better games of like having a balance of like just passing the ball and like picking my spots basically when I wanted to take shots for real. So I mean it's been kind of you know just I wouldn't say up and down, but yeah, up and down this year. Just like you said, switching between being a primary ball handler, and I've honestly been playing a lot of off ball this year too. So I've just been trying to find a balance, honestly, between, you know, just knowing when to, you know, pick my spots to score and knowing when to get my teammates involved.
Well, and the other thing too is obviously a new group of guys for you guys trying to all get used to each other. And but I feel like you guys gotta feel like you've shown that your best game pretty darn good and can compete with anybody, and it's just a matter of putting those 40 minutes together.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think the keys are to having that happen the rest of the year?
Really, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, just those, like, main things that, like, every coach, like, harps on, just, like, energy and effort and just staying together. Because, I mean, even looking at this last game, like, we had a time, I remember, in the second half, we cut the lead to, I believe, like 6 or 7 points. Then it was like a mental lapse, and we didn't know if we were in like a man press or our zone press, and nobody was back. And then they get an easy dunk after that. And like it goes to like a media timeout after that. So it's just like little plays. I would say just being on the same page, honestly, is what's going to help us to just, you know, get over the hump.
Looking forward to this week. You're going down long trip to Kentucky and Tennessee. Obviously, coming off last week with the Tiffin game and the Finley game, that doesn't matter. Like, how do you think you guys have put the last week behind so far earlier this week? Obviously, today is really your first day back. How'd practice go? And what are you hoping to see from the team the rest of the week?
Practice was okay today. You know, this first day back after a day off is always kind of tricky. You know, energy can be low sometimes, but really, I mean, I would hope, you know, definitely everybody just putting the last week behind us and knowing, like, you know, we have another opportunity this week to go out and get 2 winnable games. So, I mean, I know that's my mindset [S2] Yep. [S1] For sure. So, I definitely would, you know, like to believe that that's everybody's mindset on the team.
Well, as someone who lives and dies with Detroit sports too, I'm glad you're on our side. Yeah. I'm sorry you got to deal with the Pistons instead of the Cavs
man.
That's harsh.
No, that's pretty
harsh.
Tough.
That is harsh, especially because the Cavs are actually pretty good, young, and all that.
It's sick because the Pistons should be the same way on paper. You know,
a lot of
young talent, but you know, similar to us, just you know, just gotta having trouble
meshing
getting it all together.
Out. Yeah, hopefully Cade's not hurt too bad either. I haven't heard because I know he left the last game early. But
oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't play. Denver game last night, I think he left early with an injury, so that's not good.
Yeah, definitely not good.
Not good. Well, hopefully the Lions will make it. All good for us on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's great, though, the Lions season.
Detroit was due for a good season. We had been a little bit of a drought here between all the teams.
I know,
so.
People been waiting a long time to see something like this.
Yeah, you were like negative 1,000 years old last time the Lions were good.
So. No, I'm just, for real.
Colin, when you got a few years left of college and you got hopefully play ball for a long time, but when you're done playing ball, what do you hope to do with your life?
So basically, like after my playing career, one thing I've always wanted to do was either get into coaching or just like training kids basically like with basketball, stuff like that. Just finding other ways to like give back to the game of basketball, because it's, you know, as you can see, like it's presented me with so many opportunities and, you know, just so many good things, and I like have a strong love and passion for the game. So I definitely would like to do something that's still, you know, around the game of basketball.
Awesome, man. Well, really, really enjoyed watching you play this year. Hopefully, looking forward to much more success going forward, and congrats on a great season so far.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Actually, you know what? We're wrapping up the show. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, and We'll be back at Frick's next Monday night. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.